Hello and welcome to the English Unite podcast. My name is Mari.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. Hi there, Uniter, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm going to start this episode with a quote I heard somewhere last week. It goes, "If you're right, you're not learning. If you are right, you are not learning." Which basically means that if you always do everything correctly, it's because you already know how to do it, and therefore, you didn't learn anything new. You and I both know that there is a lot more you need to learn about English. Our English learning journey is a long one. Take me as an example. I've been learning English since I was a child, and I've been teaching it for 16 years, and here I am, still making my own mistakes, still learning. So, if we know that there's still a lot more to learn, and if we know that we can only learn by trying, by speaking, writing, and really using the language, why are we so afraid of mistakes? Why are we adults so reluctant to speak in public? Why are we so scared to let others see our mistakes? Is it because we were shamed for our mistakes by a mean teacher or a parent when we were children? Is it because we hate feeling judged and we want people to accept us and like us all the time? Is it because as professionals, being wrong means that we are not capable of doing our job correctly, so we unconsciously think that every kind of mistake is bad and should be avoided at all costs? I think each one of us has a reason. What's yours? Have you ever talked to anyone about it? For some people, this is a bit harder to overcome on their own, and they might need professional advice from a therapist, for example. But in most cases, people can change their mindset by taking one step at a time and becoming less afraid to show their English skills and make mistakes. So here are three steps I would like to suggest today. Step one, identify your worst area. What is the hardest thing for you to do in English? Is it using grammar correctly? If so, what kind of structures? Is it having a conversation with strangers? If so, what's the worst part about it? Is it writing emails to your boss? If so, what about it makes you so nervous? Is it because you're not sure of the vocabulary? Ask yourself, what am I struggling with the most in English right now? Or what makes me the most nervous when I use English? Think about these questions and write down your answers. Step number two, practice in private. Use your answers from step one and focus only on those areas for a few weeks. The best thing about self-learning is that nobody is there watching you practice and do your exercises. You can lock yourself in a room and say English sentences out loud. You can put on your headphones and listen to your English dialogues and podcasts. You can pretend you're writing a letter to the president or an invitation card to your dog's birthday. I don't know. You can practice English in so many ways, record yourself speaking, sing songs, write silly things, and read about anything you want in English. Nobody will know and nobody will judge you. If you have the right materials, exercises, and resources, you can level up your English on your own. That's why our students love our study guide and resource library so much, because they can use it to build a study routine that is good for their goals and the topics they need to improve. If you want to reach advanced level in English without joining courses and classes, our study guide has everything you need in it. You can check it out using the link below in the description of this podcast. The study guide is perfect for those who are afraid of using their English in public. Step number 3, show it to a friend. The next step, after you have been practicing by yourself for a while, is to show something you wrote or a video of yourself speaking English to someone you trust. Now, this is an important step if you want to feel less nervous and afraid. Do that. I encourage you to go do that and see how the other person reacts, and then show it to more people. Now, a bonus tip. Find a way to leave comments in English online. So, for example, you can write a restaurant review, or you can comment on a YouTube video you liked, or even you can leave a message on your favorite artist's Instagram account. Most likely, they'll never read it anyway, so who cares? And the people reading the restaurant reviews and the YouTube comments have no idea who you are, so even if they judge you, who cares? You did your part. You practiced, and you showed the world a little bit of your English, and it's a small step, but a big win. Trust me. That's it for now, Uniter. Thanks for tuning in to this week's podcast episode. If you can do me a huge, huge favor, please send this podcast to your friends and family who are learning English. This will help us help more people. And if you're not following us on social media already, the link to our Instagram page is also below. Come say hi. We'll love to chat with you. See you in the next one.